This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair on a Thursday, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins comes by each week so we can talk about all things movies. And today is no exception. Welcome back, Russ Collins.
Well, it's good to be here, and we've got news from the Academy Awards, which is a ways off.
Didn't we just finish that?
We did, but there's lots of rulemaking that goes on, and so the next Academy Award is coming up on February 9th, which is almost a month earlier than it has been.
So day after my birthday.
That's right, so we'll have a especially good reason to celebrate. So that's going to be on Sunday, February the 9th, again on ABC broadcast. But they didn't make any big changes to the qualifying dynamics for feature-length films, which some people were looking for.
They wanted to eliminate Netflix, essentially.
They wanted to make sure that there was a significant theatrical run for a movie that is going to win an Academy Award. So anyway, but they did. There were rules that were created in 2012. They didn't change those. They did change some. Number of films that are going to qualify for sublists. So the foreign language film, which is no longer going to be called foreign language, this is going to be called International Feature Award.
Seems better.
Yeah, it does seem better. So there's going to be more films that qualify that. There's still going to be one winner. There's still going to be five nominees. And the same thing with some of the other technical awards as well. There are more films that qualify for the second round of adjudication. So there you go.
So why'd they move it up a month?
They wanted to get ahead of all of the other, or they wanted to compact all the other award ceremony, particularly the Golden Globes, which has stolen, in a sense, a lot of their thunder and a certain amount of audience. So we'll see how that goes.
Sunday, February 9th. I assume they look ahead. I assume that's not the day the Super Bowl is going to be played.
I can guarantee you it's probably the week So anyway, so we can look forward to that. But in a more immediate dynamic on the horizon is the Cinetopia Film Festival in just a couple of weeks. We're going to open that on May 10th, and it's going to run through the 19th, and it's going to take place in Ann Arbor and Royal Oak and Detroit and Dearborn and Bloomfield Hills and all kinds of places. So take a look at that. Our full catalog is online, so you can go to cinetopiafestival.org and check out the entire list of films and the schedule.
It's quite a list. It's like a greatest hits of the rest of the film festivals.
That's right. It sure is. About 60 films. Over 120 screenings are taking place during that particular time. We're going to do a special program with the University of Michigan on Nancy Savoca, who's a great independent filmmaker, probably best known for Household Saints, and that's kicking off on opening day. The opening day film is Before You Know It, which is a comedy, and the director and co-writers are going to be here, Hannah Pearl and Jen Tulloch. They also star in the film, so it's going to be a lot of fun. The hottest film so far is Framing John DeLorean, which is an interesting documentary.
Well, that was an interesting case study.
Yeah, that actually has Alec Baldwin in it, and it's an interesting treatment, so we've sold a lot of tickets for that. A film that is really good, The Farewell, starring Awkwafina, who was in Crazy Rich Asians. I saw that at Sundance and liked it a lot. There's going to be a premiere of a local film, Welcome to Commie High, directed by Donald Harrison, who's going to be on WEMU.
Which is all about Community High and the reputation it earned as it launched into the community consciousness.
Absolutely. Particular interest to WEMU listeners is Stanley Nelson's documentary on Miles Davis called Miles Davis, Birth of the Cool. So that's going to be great, too. So anyway, again,
lots of stuff to consider.
About 60 films and 60 different films and lots of opportunities. Check it out online. Pick up our guide starting on May 1st, and you can get everything you need to know about Cinetopia.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Russ Collins, and it is the day that so many have been awaiting.
That's
the
right.
The opening of Avengers Endgame.
That's right. Well, so this is theoretically the last combined Avengers movie. We'll see what really
happens.
If it
makes $1 billion, they're going to do it again.
Yeah, and it seems like it might. So Avengers Endgame is the follow-up to the Infinity Wars film that did really well at the box office and was well reviewed. And the critics are coming out very, very, very strongly for this.
In the limited things that they can say.
Well, they can say full out at this particular point. But yeah, there was a lot of leaking. The premiere went on and the way we talk about it, yeah, it was constrained. But it's all of the Marvel comic heroes that are getting together to win back the universe from the folks that almost got the whole universe.
Have you seen any of these Avengers movies?
I have seen some of them, yes. And we've shown a few of them at the State Theater. We did Black Panther. We did Captain Marvel. And we're actually doing this one at the State, but it's also playing at all the commercial theaters as well. There's a preview screening tonight, so you can go check
at the State
out
Theater.
At the State Theater and probably at other theaters as well. But again, the thing that is really making this work, apparently, is it's quite emotional. Extremely emotional for people who are very heavily invested in these particular films, the way that it wraps up. The performances...
It sounds like some of them aren't going to make it to the end.
Yeah, they probably won't. But the performances are really outstanding. I mean, there's really wonderful actors that are playing these superheroes, and the directing team that put it together has really pulled off a kind of a miracle.
This series of movies have inspired passions that I admire a great deal.
Now, absolutely.
I've never seen one of these movies, so I have no opinion one way or the other, but I've never had anybody walk out of one of these movies and say, well, that wasn't worth my $10 or $12.
That's right. So anyway, Avengers Endgame, preview screenings tonight, opens up with full runs on Friday, and then we'll be playing in theaters for quite a while. We're also opening a film that I'm looking forward to called Family.
Now, this is more my style.
This is a female director, Laura Steinel's debut feature, and it has a lot of heart and gotten good reviews. And it's about a businesswoman who is very directed, and her niece ends up needing some child care. The parents have other things that they need to deal with, and the niece is in junior high school, and things socially aren't going so well for her. And Kate Schilling is the one who is playing this character. Or Kate Stone's the name of the character, and Taylor Schilling is the star. And she's a business lady who's just really focused on her career. She wasn't really looking forward to taking care of her niece, and of course she's going to do it, but she does it a little bit reluctantly. And then the parents get detained, and she gets a little more involved. And the niece, in terms of trying to fit in, decides that she wants to be a juggalo, which is a fan of the Insane Clown Posse Band, which is a Detroit band.
Yeah, they wear kind of face mask costume like Kiss, and really much like Kiss, or use music as a marketing opportunity.
That's right. That's
but boy,
right.
Do they inspire passion and loyalty.
Absolutely. And Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live is in this film, and she's in like every skit of Saturday Night Live. She's an amazing performer. So it's got a great cast, an interesting premise, and it's put together by a director that's gotten very, very good reviews for this. Family opens tomorrow at the State Theater. And then Peterloo opens at the Michigan
Theater.
That's
just fun to say.
Yeah, it is. It's Michael Lee's film, and it's actually about a very important incident in English history. American folks don't know too much about it, but in 1819, 80,000 folks gathered peacefully to protest and demand some democratic reforms. In England, there's a monarchical society that has been gradually transitioned to a parliamentary society, but there's still this tension between the monarchy and the parliament. These 80,000 people gathered in Manchester, England, and it ended up being literally a massacre.
It just got less fun to say.
And Michael Lee is a political filmmaker, and this is right up his alley. A very interesting period, right after the War of 1812, which happened in the United States. This was 1819. So it was a really difficult time in British history. They just lost the colonies, the American colonies, were trying to get things organized in Canada, and then they were dealing with internal unrest as King George was trying to keep things together, and things seemed to be falling apart. But obviously the UK stayed together. But just like the United States has tragic issues with its history. This is one of those tragic issues. And it really brings a point forward in terms of modern society as well. So go check out Mike Leigh's Peter Lou, which opens at the Michigan Theater tomorrow.
And what is The Chaperone?
Well, The Chaperone, so if you're a fan of Downton Abbey, you want to go check this out. It's a story. It's not about Downton Abbey at all, but it does. It's put together by the screenwriter for that, and it's about Louise Brooks, who was actually a Michigan girl who became a big silent movie star. Elizabeth Montgomery plays a relative who is her chaperone.
Elizabeth Montgomery, around. Bewitched?
Yeah. No.
Elizabeth McGovern.
McGovern. Yes. Okay, yes. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Very good point. And Haley Lou Richardson plays Louise Brooks. Again, really good stuff. It's a masterpiece theater kind of thing that's gotten good reviews. So lots going on, most particularly Avengers. Go check it out.
Now, I would imagine there's going to be a long line outside the State Theater this evening. A lot of U of M folk and counties as well.
Absolutely.
Lining up to see this thing.
Yep. And you get your tickets in advance and get your reserved
seat. Might want to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, for Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we invite you to join us again next week for another edition of Cinema Chat. But we do thank you for stopping by today for this edition of Cinema Chat, exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.